With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The Montana House is scheduled to take up the main state budget bill Thursday and Friday. Cole Grant reports.
Republican Chair of the House Appropriations Committee, Nancy Balance of Hamilton, says the committee tries to fund basic services like education and health care first.
In the good years, we fund things that are sound like great programs, and they are good, and they're what people want. But sometimes we haven't completely fulfilled what the people need.
Democratic Representative Bradley Hamlet of Cascade says in his four sessions of serving on budget committees, this is the toughest session on budgeting.
You know, when there's money, more money coming in than going out, there's different things people want to do with it and stuff. But when you're really at the bottom here, it's problematic because there's no extra money to fill gaps.
Passing the budget, or House Bill 2, is the only constitutionally required task the state legislature has.
Cole Grant is a reporter with the UM Legislative News Service. Montana would have to spend an extra $126 million a year to continue its Medicaid expansion program under proposed legislation to replace the Federal Affordable Care Act. That's according to estimates Governor Steve Bullock's budget office provided in response to an Associated Press public records request. And the budget office estimates that 34,000 people now covered by Medicaid would lose their coverage over the next decade. Others who signed up for private health insurance through the Affordable Care Act would see costs increase by thousands of dollars, the budget office said. State officials have not analyzed how many non-Medicaid beneficiaries would lose coverage. Montana lawmakers are considering footing the bill to defend a state senator who is being sued under the state's Public Records Act to release her emails. Earlier this month, a legislative committee allocated $100,000 to help pay legal fees that might arise from a case involving Republican Senator Jennifer Fielder of Thompson Falls. In February, the Campaign for Accountability sued Fielder and the state's legislative arm for failing to release documents requested a year ago. State law requires public officials to release documents, including emails, pertaining to their official duties. Fielder said she was not aware that the money was being set aside for her case. Democratic Senator Mary Cafaro of Helena said it was inappropriate for the state to send money to defend Fielder. The Montana Legislative Committee has voted against a bill to set up a fund for firefighters who develop lung diseases as a result of their duties. The House Business and Labor Committee tabled the measure today after Chairman Mark Nolan said firefighters chose their jobs, quote, with their eyes wide open, unquote. Representative Casey Schreiner, a Democrat on the panel, said he was disgusted and the committee effectively told firefighters it's their fault if they get sick. The measure would establish that firefighters diagnosed with certain diseases are presumed to have gotten their disease while on the job. The measure by Republican Senator Pat Connell of Hamilton already passed the Senate. The House could still revive it this session. A split Montana Supreme Court has ruled that blood is not evidence that can be tampered with until it is removed from a person's body, even if a judge has issued a warrant authorizing a blood draw. The 4-3 decision overturned a Missoula woman's conviction for tampering with evidence for fleeing police custody before her blood could be drawn. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Montana lawmakers are considering a 6% sales tax on medical marijuana, but opponents told the House Taxation Committee that the tax would be a hardship on many of the nearly 12,000 registered medical marijuana users in Montana.
We do not think it is appropriate for patients to bear the burden of that cost.
Wetch, that's Katie Wetch, who testified against the bill. She identified herself as a co-founder of the Patient Rights Network. Democratic Representative Tom Jacobson of Great Falls is the bill's sponsor.
And you will hear the opponents say you can't tax medicine. Well, guess what? Every other state that is doing this, that are some of the leaders in moving forward with medical marijuana, are all taxing medicine. Why? Because they have the same regulatory obligations that the state of Montana does.
The tax could raise about $1.1 million a year, with the bulk going to the state's general fund. Some money would be used for an armored car and a security guard to collect taxes directly from dispensaries. Last fall, voters again approved a measure legalizing medicinal marijuana. After an earlier vote, a voter-approved law was gutted by lawmakers and mired in legal limbo. A sales tax is one of two marijuana-related revenue measures still winding their way through the legislature. The other proposal would place a 2% levy on marijuana producers. Yellowstone National Park has confirmed its first sighting of a grizzly bear to have emerged from winter hibernation. The National Park Service says the bear was spotted early today by a park employee in the area between Mammoth Hot Springs and Tower Roosevelt in the northern part of the park. Republican Representative Wiley Gault says generating revenue for the state can be as simple as counting to 21, meaning playing blackjack. UM Legislative News Service's Freddie Monatus has more.
House Bill 578 would legalize the card game for both tabletop and video play and allocate a $500 tax on each blackjack table for the state's Department of Justice and a state special revenue account. Department of Justice's Gambling Control Division Administrator Angela Nunn opposes the bill.
The amount of effort needed to regulate this correctly makes it, from a practical sense, very difficult to implement by October 1st of 2018.
President of the Montana Tavern Association Jim Johnson also opposes the bill.
We had a meeting yesterday of our local Carbon Stillwater Tavern Association of 9 bar owners, none of whom are interested in having blackjack in their establishment.
There were no supporters at the House Taxation Committee's first hearing of testimony on the bill.
Freddie Monatus is a reporter with the UM Legislative News Service. The Chippewa Cree Tribe announced today that it will be holding back assistance payments and scaling back the tribe's workforce on the Rocky Boys Indian Reservation after a judge ordered the tribe to pay more than $25 million to a loan company. Tribal spokeswoman Shelby DeMars says BEH Gaming Limited, which helped build a tribal casino in 2006, was only supposed to collect money from a designated casino account.
They have grossly overstepped the bounds of that order and have withdrawn funds improperly from a number of tribal accounts, many of which they completely zeroed out.
DeMars says it's still too soon to say which departments and assistance programs were affected.
We're still very much trying to kind of figure out how widespread all the impacts are.
But she adds that, at least at this moment, there are no plans to lay off workers. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.